Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, December 9th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Commerce Independent School District Superintendent Blake Cooper. Birthdays, actor Kirk Douglas, 97 today. John Malkovich is 60. On this day in history, in 1835, at the beginning of the Texas Revolution, the ragtag Texas Army, under the leadership of Old Ben Milam, takes San Antonio. Milam shouts, "Who will follow Old Ben Milam into Bejar?" The Texans defeat the Mexican Army under General Cos, setting the stage for the Alamo. This is from the History Channel, narrated by Kenny Rogers.
Cos's troops and Texan forces engaged in the Battle of Bejar, also known as San Antonio, from December 5th through 9th, 1835.
Cos surrendered his troops, who were given parole, and allowed to return safely to Mexico so long as they promised not to take up arms again against Texas, a promise that Cos promptly broke.
That promise was broken when the tables were turned 3 months later at the Alamo.
On this day in 1965, the Cincinnati Reds trade Frank Robinson to the Baltimore Orioles. The Reds said he was an old 30. He went on to win the Triple Crown and lead Baltimore to the World Championship the next year.
Frank Robinson gets ready at the plate. Drysdale comes to a set position, delivers again, and Frank rips into this one. Tommy Davis going back, but it's gone. It's in there for a home run.
On December 9th, 1992, Prince Charles and Lady Diana announced their separation.
The day after the announcement, Diana was carrying out an engagement alone and getting wholehearted support from the crowds. Nothing, it seemed, had diminished her popularity on the streets.
Number one on the charts 10 years ago today, in 2003, Outkast and Hey Ya.
Thank God for Mom and Dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't know how.
On the KETR events calendar on Thursday of this week, celebrate the season with a luxury bus trip to Dallas. Enjoy a guided tour through the Museum of Biblical Arts, 4 hours of shopping and lunch on your own at the North Park Shopping Center, then off to the Dairy Manor for refreshments. Pickup location will be the Commerce Farmers Market. It's sponsored by the City of Commerce. A luxury bus trip to Dallas Thursday. Call 903-886-3950, 903-886-3950. Or see events at KETR.org for more information. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District. Good morning.
Good morning.
Blake, we have learned in the last few days the outline of the UIL realignment that will take place next year. Now, basically what we're talking about are the enrollment limits for each classification, correct?
Correct.
The big change that's coming is that there's going to be a 6A classification, and that's sort of driving everything as you go down the list.
Well, what it is, what before has been known as six men in football, is now Class 1A. And so that bumped everything up. So ultimately, what you have is everybody that was 1A is now 2A, 2A is 3A, 3A is 4A, 4A is 5A, 5A is 6A. So when I know some folks that were 2A, they're jumping to 4A, and some folks have panicked. They go, no, it's really just the old 3A.
You're looking there at the enrollment limits, and how is this going to affect Commerce?
We're going to continue to be 3A Division One.
And when you say continue to be 3A, of course, they've been 2A, but right. That is just a change in designation.
Exactly. That's just change in designation. We've been 2A Division One. Now we're 3A Division One. Mm-hmm. And so that's how that's going to fall. In fact, when you look at our district as it is now in football, outside of Howell, who is moving down, everybody stays the same. And the question is going to be Mineola, Mount Vernon, some schools that will now be 3A Division One. And where are they going to fall? But with Howe moving out, you know, I've talked to some friends in the business. Doug Williams, who's, as you know, one of my best friends in the school business at Sunnyvale, Superintendent Sunnyvale, and they're thinking they may go south that way, which would then open up another spot for another school in ours. So you just don't know. I mean, after 31 years in this business, or 30 years, getting ready to be 31, I've given up trying to guess what the UAL is going to do. But this is actually interesting. You know where you're going to be. You can kind of look around and now at the maps, and there's a lot of people projecting what it's going to be. But we really don't know until UAL, because you don't know what some of those school districts, urban districts, that are Madison. Are they going to stay 3A? What or are they going to move up? Are they going to play up? Those kind of things. You have districts that way. So it's going to be interesting to see how all that happens, how it shakes out.
Right. And, of course, we have these enrollment cutoffs now, but we don't know and won't know until the 1st of February or early February what district everyone is going
Correct.
To
be in. Correct. Yeah, and all we know now is what division. That does make scheduling a little bit easier. But a lot of times schools won't play outside your division. And so you just don't know if you'll be in the same district. And that's our dilemma right now.
Now, this affects more than football. We all think of it in terms of football. That's the most popular sports, the thing that most people pay attention to. But it affects all the other sports. It affects band. It affects one-act play and all of those things as well.
Oh, very much so. In fact, our band, because of our drop of it from 3A to 2A, had to go next year without a state competition year. And so that's not necessarily real fair to those kids. Me being a band kid myself back in high school, I'm kind of sensitive to that. You want your kids to be able to compete at the highest level. And so sometimes it falls, and that's how it happens. And so we'll see what – and there's some traditional one-act play powers around in the area. And sometimes you don't always want to get in the district with those folks. You don't know. And what's interesting is that it could be a different district than your football district is.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because Commerce has had that the past – what, 2 years?
Yes.
Now, your district alignment is one thing for football, but it's different for all the other sports and the other things that the UIL is involved in.
Exactly. We're north and west in football, but we're south and east and everything else. Now, we're fortunate in that the everything else district is the same. There's some folks that have two or three different districts in different regions.
Now, is that likely to continue?
They're wanting this method to stop most of that. We'll see how it shakes out. Again, you never can tell. UL's a great organization. It's better than any other state has, but a lot of people like to gripe about them. But I'll still take the UIL over any place else.
We don't have a lot of time left, but let's talk about one other thing. And we've read lately about something called the Freeport exemption, totally unrelated to the UIL. But this is something that the school board has approved. So briefly, what's that about?
Basically, it's a tax abatement, for lack of a better term, but it's only on goods and services that's produced and comes into a company and leaves within 175 days. And that's only the goods produced.
So this has more to do with manufacturing than it does retail.
Yes, it's an opportunity for us in the city to work together to help attract industry. The school district's not allowed to give technically tax abatements by law. So this is a way to help give folks a little bit of a break. It doesn't give a tax break on the property, the building, or any of the equipment. It's just the product that's brought in, manufactured, and leave the facility or the state within 175 days. It's just a way to hopefully attract more industry, and Bonnie Hunter's been working hard on trying to do that. And so we have the city, hopefully will approve that at their next council meeting. We've approved it, and then that'll hopefully help induce industry to come to Commerce.
Blake, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.